call today.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. You take control of the airwaves toll free, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. That is the Packet8.net toll-free line. You bring up whatever's on your mind, it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All of the features on the site are completely free. And that does include the bulletin board system, where there was a little bit of an interesting thread was going on the BBS over the weekend. In fact, just before the show started tonight, I got a call about this particular thread.
What's the thread?
The thread is Police Forum Attack. It's in the general forum at bbs.freetalklive.com.
Okay.
And in essence, it wasn't started by me, but the gentleman who just called me up accused me of sending our listeners to this police forum website for the purpose of harassing them or messing with them or whatever.
Okay.
And this gentleman, anonymous guy named John, just called the show moments before we called the my business line moments before we went on the air, accused me of sending people over to their forum to harass people, and which of course I denied because I didn't do that. I went over to.
Is there a post on here that might suggest that you did such a thing?
Well, okay, let me start. We might as well start from the beginning on this.
You're going to have to, because I certainly don't know what the hell you're talking about.
There's a website called lawenforcementforums.com.
Uh-huh.
And it's essentially, it's a public and a private forum for law enforcement officers.
Public and private?
Right. There's public areas, and then there's a private area where, for instance, if you are a law enforcement officer, you can contact the administrators of the forum, give them your CO's number, whoever your superiors are, give them your badge number and all that, and they will call to verify that you are indeed a member of law enforcement.
Mm-hmm.
Then they give you access to the special law enforcement section.
Same as our bulletin board system. We have
a private and
a public section.
And that's cool and all. But one of our listeners, Atheist Sean, posted on the bulletin board system over the weekend that he was over on this forum. Essentially, he was the one suggesting that he says, you get extra points if you sign up and annoy the hell out of them.
Well, it just, I guess, what's the point?
Okay. Right. Well, I don't know if I agree with his mentality on this, with his the concept of going over there just to mess with them, just to make them mad. I don't agree with that. But that was him that posted that, not me.
Right.
But nonetheless, I was still interested in what was going on over there because, well, I find law enforcement officers a curious bunch. So I went over, created my own account. Now, Sean, the guy that started the thread on our forums, he was going in using, like, a proxy service. He was sort of anonymizing himself.
Mm-hmm.
And he wasn't really posting the most persuasive messages. So what I did was I went over, and on this police forum, again, their website, lawenforcementforums.com, there's a sub-forum that's called Ask a Cop.
Mm-hmm.
And the description on the sub-forum, again, this is a website devoted to law enforcement officers, but they obviously are welcoming the public's participation as well, hence Ask a Cop. Here's the description on the Ask a Cop forum. In this area, you can ask law enforcement officers police-related questions. Only verified LEOs will be able to answer questions in this forum. However, non-verifieds may reply to the answers. Please post any employment-related questions in the background questions hiring process section. So, based on the description of that forum, I thought, well, this appears to be a public forum where they're encouraging members, citizens, if you will, as they like to call us.
Right.
Where they're encouraging citizens to ask a cop. It seems pretty straightforward to me. Now, I wish I could actually pull up the message that I posted so I could actually read it and recount it correctly, but I'm going to have to do it all from memory. And the reason why is because my account was banned. The thread was moved to an area on their forum called the holding cell.
your thread was put in jail.
Yes, and then it was subsequently deleted. Now, this wasn't after I
deleted
just...
like the guy they deleted in Queens yesterday.
Who'd they delete in
They deleted
Queens?
A guy a day before his wedding. Apparently, they deleted him with 50 shots into the car of, a car full of unarmed men.
Wow. That's... Why?
I think it had something to do with him getting married tomorrow. Maybe they were trying to save him all the trouble.
Oh, so they were objecting to the marriage, basically.
It was 4 o'clock in the morning, and they were in the bar of the parking lot of a strip club. There's lots of things on either side. It's way too early to call one way or the other.
Well, I don't want to talk about the news. I want to talk about what happened on this cop forum over the weekend. So I posted a message. I posted a poll question, because you can make polls on this site. And the question was, are you a member of LEAP, Law Enforcement Against Prohibition?
Okay.
That was the post. I said, and then the actual details of the post, I said, are you a member of Law Enforcement Against Prohibition? And I gave their website, appropriate. I figured that was appropriate in case they hadn't heard of them. They wanted to go and maybe see what LEAP was.
Mm-hmm. It was a little bit spam for LEAP.
Well, okay,
you don't work. You aren't for LEAP, and
it's a fair question, though. This forum is labeled "Ask a Cop."
It is open, yeah.
And Law Enforcement Against Prohibition is indeed an organization of law enforcement officials and former and current law enforcement officers. So it seemed to be a completely appropriate question. It wasn't.
I don't think it's inappropriate.
And so then I posted a link.
Deleting your account is inappropriate.
Yeah. So I posted a link to. Well, it would have been appropriate had I been a troll or a spammer or somebody there to cause trouble. But I honestly wanted to know of the denizens of the...
And this was the first time you'd heard about the forum when the listener, Sean, put it on our BBS, right?
Correct. Of the 1,500 members on the law enforcement forum, I wondered how many of them were Law Enforcement Against Prohibition members. Simple question. So I posted a link to leap.cc, which is their website. And then I posted a link, just for convenience sake, to our interview with Jack Cole, who is a member, one of the founders of Law Enforcement Against Prohibition. And that was it. I posted that message and waited for the responses to come in. Right out of the gate, I was accused of being a spammer. Right out of the gate, they got angry about the fact that they said that it was a biased question. What? They said that it was, they jumped all over me for it. And I can't say...
It's more of a polling question than anything else.
Right. I didn't take a position on the war on drugs. I was just asking. I didn't get in there and make a bunch of points about why drugs should be legal or anything like that. And I registered as myself.
And if you would have asked the question, really, you know, why should drugs be illegal, and then gone in and had a tit-to-tat with people and created a big, long thread, it wouldn't have accomplished anything anyway.
No, and that thread's been on that board before. I mean, it's a law enforcement forum. You could do a search, and you can find a thread about that.
Yeah.
In fact, that's currently one of the threads that's fairly popular on the forum, and there's a cop in there that's standing up for it and everything. So I just was curious as to who was members. And they jumped on me immediately, said that, well, you can't just come in here and ask us questions. You should hang around for a while, joke around a little bit, and get to know us first before asking us a loaded question like that. And I was just a little bit struck by the responses by these
maybe
cops.
Maybe they've just been attacked so many times on this issue, and it's so hard to defend, because I really think the other side of it, you know, the keeping drugs illegal,
right,
is indefensible. And if you think you can defend it, and please call in.
Right.
Put us on the money. I mean, you know,
sure.
Put us on the spot. Ask us the question. We're ready to go. Apparently, these guys aren't ready to go on this.
So topic. I posted a response to that saying, whoa, I'm not a spammer. Look, you're objecting to a link to my talk show. I'll take it down. I'm a talk show host. I was in there as myself. I wasn't anonymizing. I wasn't hiding myself or anything like that. And so it was clear that it was Ian, the host of Free Talk Live, who's asking this question. And somebody, one of the cops, did a little bit of research and went to our website, found a picture of our co-host, our former co-host Todd, wearing his cop's lie shirt, mm-hmm. Posted that on the forum as evidence that I was there to stir it up. As evidence, the fact that Todd, someone who wasn't me, was wearing a cop's lie shirt. Then they posted the Wikipedia entry from the Free Talk Live Wikipedia, where somebody had mentioned that I'm not too fond of the police. And so this was all, you know, used to convict me of being in there to stir up trouble and to cause an issue. And I thought it was going to be done with, but then this guy calls before the show tonight. I put him on hold. I said, we'll put you on the air. I mean, he was on hold 2 minutes before airtime. And then he hung up. And he calls up to accuse me of encouraging people to come over to his forum or their forums and harass. More on the way. We'll clue you in. It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Improve your home's comfort and beauty. Custom replacement windows from Sears are low maintenance and may also help reduce your energy costs. Call 1-800-393-8378 for a free in-home consultation. Ask about our special financing terms. Offer ends 12/30/06. Subject to applicant credit worthiness. Installation provided by Sears authorized licensed contractors. License number available on request. Not available in all areas. Improving your home has never been easier. Call Sears at 1-800-393-8378.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, in herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves. Toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the Packet 8 toll-free line for you to bring up anything. 800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All of the features on the site, we give them away. That includes the Shrine of Female Listeners. Dozens and dozens of ladies have sent us their validated photo to prove they listen to the show. You can see what I mean by going to shrine.freetalklive.com.
That's shrine.freetalklive.com. And get registered now for the New Hampshire Liberty Forum, February 23rd through the 25th. Meet libertarian superstars like John Stossel, Michael Badnarik, and many more. The most influential libertarians in America will be there. freestateproject.org/libertyforum for more information and to get registered. That's freestateproject.org/libertyforum. Talking about a phone call that I received right before we went on the air. And apparently this guy called a couple times to try to get in touch with me tonight. I was just busy. I wasn't able to come and pick up the phone.
That's what I believe. I believe I took a call from him earlier.
Yeah, I was looking at caller ID. It looks like he blocked his number. He claimed his name was John. And he said he was calling on behalf of the... Well, he didn't use that term, but he was calling in reference to the Law Enforcement Forums. Now, their website is lawenforcementforums.com. There was a bit of conflict that occurred between some Free Talk Live listeners and the denizens of the Law Enforcement Forums over the weekend. This John guy calls up to accuse me of sending listeners over there to harass them. And I asked him, well, you know, we're about to go on the air. Do you want to come on and talk about this? And he said, yes. And I said, well, are you a police officer? And he would not answer.
Okay.
He said that he was somebody who likes the police, somebody who believes in the police. And so I don't know if he is one of the officers on the forum or just somebody there, but he claimed that, I think he said he got the phone number from somebody on the forums. So somebody went over to the Free Talk Live website and managed to dig up the office line number and posted it, I presume, on the
Law Enforcement forums. It couldn't be that hard to get,
right? No, it's not that hard. You know, doesn't take a lot of detective work to find out who I am. I was honest on the forum. I wasn't anonymizing myself or anything like that. So
right.
I just posted a message asking them, are you members of Law Enforcement Against Prohibition? And they just exploded with anger against me. And this is the most amazing thing. If you go to this forum and you poke around, anybody that goes in there that even so much as slightly questions their belief system and the way they do things just gets attacked. Just all-out attacks.
Well, they're probably
ad hominems, just rudeness. They're
just
probably
the very
mean
sensitive
people
at this point. They, you know, they put up this bulletin board, perhaps thinking that they were going to get accolades and lauds from all the happy people out there that are just
they're happy customers.
Yeah, they think they're wonderful, and perhaps unlike things go at say the. On the side of the road when people say, oh, I'm a member of the Police Benevolent Association, mm-hmm. instead on the Internet where people can, pretty much do what they want with impunity, they've probably been attacked a great deal. And maybe they just looked at, your question as an attack. I don't know.
I'm telling you, they look at everything as an attack.
Okay.
If you're an outsider and even somewhat questioning towards their methods, they just jump all over you. And if you I want to like the police, and this is one of the points I made in one of my follow-up posts, is that one of the reasons why we should get rid of the war on drugs is so people can respect them again. Because then they'll be going after murderers and rapists instead of arresting our friends and family members for possessing a little marijuana. But they don't want to even hear about it. In fact, when one of their own, there's one guy on that forum that sort of came to my defense. And they jump all over him, too.
Really?
Yeah, it's just amazing.
Well, they do have to justify their existence. Everyone has to justify their existence. I mean, it doesn't, few people can live psychologically. It's not going to be good for them to say, no, well, what we do is wrong. But, it pays us, so screw it.
I want to go to the phones because I'm just disturbed by all of this. I wanted to go in there to honestly have an honest, open conversation with members of law enforcement. And they banned my account, moved the thread, and then deleted it entirely.
Well,
and the curious point
was going to say, maybe you should go back and make these points there, but apparently you can't.
No, I can't
your
go back.
Well, you could. You could make another account, but
then they could ban my IP address, and I don't want.
Yeah,
I'm not there
worth
to harass
it. It's not worth
them.
The trouble.
I don't want to bug these guys. I just wanted to ask them a question.
Yeah.
But they didn't want to hear about it, and now I'm getting harassing phone calls
right.
Simply because my listeners. Some of our listeners are going over there on their own volition. I did not encourage them to go and harass the cops. I just said, if you go over there, post a link so we can see what happened. Because the behavior of the people on this cop forum is really despicable. 1-800-259-9231. Let's go to Matthew in Massachusetts. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hi, gentlemen.
Hey.
How you doing?
Good. What's up?
I went over there and posted a link to the, as you suggested, and...
posted a link to what?
I was the one who posted a link to the quiz.
The political quiz.
Yeah, the political quiz, and I was very polite about it. And
the world's smallest political quiz.
I posted a link to the world's smallest political quiz. I couldn't find a option to do it as a I forgot what you call it, but it was just immediate hostility, and I couldn't say I was I had any knowledge of Free Talk Live, or I would I would have been banned immediately. So, but I mean they were just several of the people were just really rude with me. And,
right, and there's nothing out of line about posting a link to the political quiz.
And
some of the cops were posting their responses. They seemed to at least enjoy it. I mean, they seemed to be enjoying taking it, but some of them were just jumping all over you. They thought that you were me masquerading as somebody else, and it was just their responses
and
were just outrageous, weren't they?
You saw my replies. I was just perfectly gentlemanly about it, and yep. Now I'm banned. And,
they banned you?
I'm banned. Yeah.
I was looking for the thread. As you brought it up, I went to the Ask a Cop forum, and they deleted the thread, too?
Yep, they deleted it, and I'm banned. It's really bad, and the people, I've seen other people, and they weren't these other people, other listeners, people that are members of our message board, they weren't being rude.
Well, the first guy was, Atheist Sean was pretty rude. He was pretty much in there.
There was a couple of other people that were posting on there. They were perfectly friendly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but they were just being, I mean, people were really, because they were just disagreeing with their opinion that they have, and it's, they were really jumping over.
They just post the most angry, vitriolic, violent things in this forum, and it's just the most scary thing. If you really want to know what goes on in the minds of law enforcement officers, I recommend you go over and surf around at lawenforcementforums.com. Now, I'm not recommending you harass them. I want to make it clear. I'd never recommended that. I just wanted to see what these guys thought. And it's clear they don't even want to think. It's clear that they just want to lash out at anybody that thinks differently. They thought there was a couple guys that were posting. One of our listeners, Hitman, was posting over, and he does his own podcast. He was posting in the thread about the UCLA taser incident from last week,
uh-huh.
where that kid was, I guess he was asked to leave because he didn't have identification as he was trying to leave.
Right.
They tased the kid. They were so paranoid, they believed that UCLA students were invading their forums just to harass the police over this, when in fact it was members of the Free Talk Live bulletin board system that were coming over there to question them about it. Matthew, thank you for the call.
Right,
I appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Also, you should have heard what they were posting just on their own without any sort of provocation about the 92-year-old lady that was shot down last week. You will be shot. More on the way. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Shelly, you look exhausted. What's wrong?
I am so tired. I just get so hot at night and can't sleep. I have tried everything. All kinds of fans, sheets, pillows. You name it, I've tried it.
My husband has always been a hot sleeper. He's never had a good night's sleep. Then we discovered something that really helps. It's called the Bedfan Personal Cooling System.
The what?
The Bedfan Personal Cooling System. It will keep you cool all night long and will work for everyone that sleeps hot, no matter what the reason. You can see it at bedfan.com.
How well are you sleeping? Are you getting the rest your body needs? Sleep disorder centers across the country recommend that you must stay cool to get a good night's sleep. The Bedfan will keep you cool and give you the restful sleep you deserve. With our 30-day 100% guarantee, you risk nothing. Are you a hot sleeper? Is your partner a hot sleeper? Or are you looking for the perfect gift for that person who has everything? The Bedfan is the answer. Visit us today at www.bedfan.com. That's www.bedfan.com.
Business owners, if you want half-off paperclips, we can't help you. If you want half-off computers, we can't help you. If you want half-off letterhead or coffee mugs, we can't help you. But if you want to save up to half the cost on your new building, well, we can help you. We're General Steel, and we can get you a brand new steel building for up to half the cost of conventional construction, and it can be put up in about half the time. When you look around, you'll see that more and more businesses, churches, and schools are using steel buildings to save time and money. And what's more, you choose the size and you choose the look. brick, stucco, or stone, whatever you want. If you want a new building for up to half the cost of conventional construction, call General Steel today. For your free information, call 800-722-9020. For a church, school, or gymnasium, manufacturing, warehousing, or retail buildings, call for your free information at 800-722-9020. That's 800-722-9020.
Send your loved one a timeless treasure this Christmas. Get the book, The Magic Christmas Reindeer Bell. Set in a simpler time in rural America, when a father and son could harvest their Christmas tree without the fear of being accosted by a UN eco-goon squad, when a mother could prepare her family's holiday meal without worries of chemical-laden, genetically modified foods, a time when a man could travel the roads freely without paying tolls to foreign monarchies. The Magic Christmas Reindeer Bell, a holiday adventure, is a wonderful tale in which the adventure and the danger are real. And the joy of Christmas comes from the hearts of a small, humble family, rather than a big box department store. Written by Steve Culver, fellow patriot and GCN listener. Get your copy, The Magic Christmas Reindeer Bell, a holiday adventure, available at Amazon.com or AuthorHouse.com, or by calling 1-888-280-7715. That's 1-888-280-7715. Peace on Earth. Goodwill towards men.
The Japanese have used magnetic therapy for thousands of years, and it's more popular today than ever before. Established in 2000, Arizona Unipol Magnetics, AUM, is the number one online source for the superb Dr. Philpott-approved Polar Power Magnetics. Now offering a complete line of these fine magnetics in an easy-to-read mail-order catalog. No hyped-up product descriptions to waste your time, just the facts. Unique polar-powered magnetics are designed to apply only the negative magnetic field to the body, and they're the only magnetics used in Dr. Philpott's research. Proven safe with over 23 years of documented research, now GCN listeners can order the polar-powered ceramic block biomagnet and get a discount. This is the workhorse of all biomagnets. Just mention GCN when you place your order. Visit azunimags.com. That's A-Z-U-N, as in North, I-M-A-G-S.com. Or call toll-free to order and request a catalog. 888-442-0449. That's 888-442-0449.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves. Toll free, 800-259-9231. The Packet 8 toll free lines for you. Tegan here with you.
And Mark.
And you can take control of the airwaves again, 800-259-9231. I'm just so distracted right now because of this Law Enforcement Forum controversy that's going on. Lawenforcementforums.com was a website that myself and a few other listeners had posted on over the weekend, and we were pretty much shocked at the vitriolic, hate-filled response that we got from many of the members of the forums. Not all of them, but a number of them were just they took personal offense to a simple question that I asked, and that was, are you a member of Law Enforcement Against Prohibition? And I'd like to point out that right now there are a number of the denizens of the Law Enforcement Forums listening to this show. There's a thread on their bulletin board where they're actively talking about the this whole issue, Free Talk Live. I found the guy that posted my phone number and all of that. I found that thread, and they're talking about the show right now. In which case, I'd like to point to clarify something to you. They're making claims like, oh, I'm trying to register for the Free Talk Live BBS, but it's giving me errors. You know, they're just hanging around smoking weed, so that's why their website doesn't work correctly. Well, just so you know, last week we had a server crash. The entire Free Talk Live server
crashed. Oh, nobody can
crash.
Sign up. That's right.
Well, some signups apparently are working. I'm not sure. It seems like some are working, some aren't. I'm not sure what the issue is. And my IT guy is having trouble with his internet connection right now. So this isn't a conspiracy against you, law enforcement officers. It's just a matter of bad timing. That's all. And they're also claiming that, I'm not going to post over there. They're just going to ban me. How many people have we ever banned on the Free Talk Live bulletin board system?
I can't think of one. We used to have problems with the chat room, but then we got rid of our chat room.
We banned two accounts in the entire 3 years that the forum has been online.
What were the two accounts about?
The two accounts were spammers, porn spammers, who came in. They weren't even real people. They were essentially robots that came in to just spam what essentially was gay porn all over the bulletin board system. They sent private messages to everybody in the entire forum that had links to very offensive images. And in that case, yes, we did ban those people. But we've never banned anybody for content of posts. We've never banned anybody for being offensive.
Please, come in. So, yeah. It's a forum to discuss, you know, different points of view. We don't block people for having different points of view. If you can make valid arguments, I mean, as a matter of fact, you don't have to make... Forget the valid arguments. Go in there and flame the heck out of everybody.
Sure.
Doesn't matter. Make valid arguments, flame the heck out of everybody, do whatever you want. Hopefully, you know, keep trying to sign up for the account. Maybe it'll work.
I'll call Torgo during the next break just to see what's going on with that, just to get a status update. So I apologize to anybody that's trying to sign up. And if you want to call in, you're certainly welcome to do that as well at 800-259-9231. Free Talk Live is not about censorship. It's not about controlling your posts and your opinions and all of that. And I really did want to have an honest conversation, and then the federal agent that was over... it was interesting that the Fed was the one that banned me. Because I thought it was going pretty well. I thought, considering all of the other, all the vitriolic responses, I still thought it was going all right, because there was a conversation going on. And then there was, I guess, one of the administrators there works for the Federal Reserve. He's a Federal Reserve cop.
What is that?
You know what the Federal Reserve is.
I know what the Federal Reserve is. What do they need cops for?
To guard something.
Cash?
Maybe. Yeah, something like that.
Does the Fed... yeah, the Fed prints the money itself. Not the Mint. The Mint makes coins.
Yeah. So there you go. So he was the one that banned me. And for no real, you know, particular reason. Nobody bothered to message me or email me or anything like that. And anyway, let's go to the phones. Rich in Oklahoma. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Rich.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, I'm just wondering, because I am a cop.
Ah.
Okay, and I am a member of the law enforcement forums.
Great.
I am, you know, I mean, I didn't participate in the flame session because it's just not worth my time.
I understand.
But I've read the threads in both on both forums.
Good, you're informed.
Okay? Which is the reason that I'm listening to the streamcast and the reason that I'm on the phone.
Excellent.
So what was on your mind, Rich?
Well, the biggest issue I have is... it just seems like this guy, this atheist guy on your board, just kind of, you know, just started a whole bunch of crap.
Oh, absolutely. I don't agree with his methods at all. I, unfortunately, am not in control of my listeners. I don't, you know, I don't pull strings on my listeners and say, okay, you go over here and do this. No, he did this on his own. He was very tactless. He was very rude. And that's why I wanted to go in there and start a, you know, an honest thread asking a very simple question.
Yeah,
and I was pretty shocked.
Ian, I read your thread, okay? And I'm not here to argue, you know, about, you know, legalization of drugs. It's not my place.
Nor was I. That's been done. One of your own denizens,
hold
Rhino,
on just a second.
Was doing that.
Just a second. Hold on. Before you go any farther, I want to correct something. It is your place to talk about the legalization of drugs. This is America, and any of us can talk about these things.
Okay,
now,
I didn't mean to imply that I wasn't allowed.
Okay.
Okay, let's clarify. I didn't mean to imply that I wasn't allowed. Okay?
You didn't want to. That's
I simply meant to imply that my opinion has no bearing on this right now. You follow what I mean?
I didn't
call to talk about LEAP. I called to talk about the flame war that's going on.
Great. No, yeah, understood.
Okay, sure, fine.
Okay, I could care less about LEAP. I called to talk about the flame war. And my biggest problem, I guess, is that after this atheist guy started the thread on your forum, okay, it's up to like 8 pages. And it's just, you know, encourage, and you come over there, and they encourage, and it's like a bunch of 12-year-olds, and it's getting really annoying.
Well,
where's the point behind it? There's no exchange of ideas. There's no exchange of knowledge. Okay? You guys suck. Well, we're cops, so you guys
suck.
That's
not what's going on.
We're libertarians, so you guys suck.
That's not what's going on at all. There were a number of our listeners that went over there with honest questions, attempting to have a conversation, and we were shut down, insulted, and banned. And that was, you know, that's why people are getting angry. We just wanted to have an opportunity to converse. Yes, Atheist Sean was out of line. Yes, he was very rude, and he probably deserved to be banned from your forums. But I don't know if some of the other people did at all. And
well,
so that's why people are upset.
Or an admin on that forum. I'm simply a member.
I understand.
Okay. But, you know, I'm going to give you my personal point of view. And, yeah,
please.
I'm a cop, and I've been a cop for a long time. And
we have cops that listen to this show.
You know,
they like Free Talk Live.
And I'm pretty damn good at it, I think.
Great.
Okay? my personal point of view. Okay, I've taken an oath.
Okay,
I've taken an oath to uphold and protect the laws of the Constitution of the United States, which you guys like to quote a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, to protect and uphold the laws of my state, my county, and my town.
Okay.
Okay.
That I totally understand.
What happens if they conflict with each other? What do you do? The Constitution and the laws of your state and town. What happens? What do you do when they conflict?
Give me an example.
No-knock raids. Walking into somebody's house, busting into somebody's house in the middle of the night, kick the door in, yell police, pointing MP3s all over the place in black garb. Does that sound like does
MP5s?
That sound like, what'd I say? MP3s? Oh, I'm sorry.
When I serve a warrant, I don't usually go in with an iPod, guys.
Understood. Okay. So you don't go in with a music file. But, I mean, like the Fourth Amendment says to be secure in one's persons and effects and houses and, those kind of things.
And if a judge has seen fit to issue a warrant for your residence or your place of business, then it's the police department's job to serve said warrant.
Do you think the police department was right in Germany when they went around and picked up the Jews and hauled them off to concentration camps?
How many years ago are we talking? I mean, come on.
What difference is? I'm only trying to make a point here. There's laws. I was asking you a question. What do you do?
You're comparing apples to oranges. You're comparing.
I'm not comparing anything.
Yes,
I'm asking you questions.
They believe that example is extreme, Mark. They believe
it is extreme. It's extreme to show you a point. I'm asking you
extreme
do you
to show
do
what point,
when
guys?
The question, original question was, what do you do when the Constitution is in conflict with local laws?
Right.
And then you said give you an example, so I gave an example of no-knock raids, which I feel is in conflict with the Fourth Amendment.
But the judge disagrees.
Okay, and if you feel that it's in conflict with the Fourth Amendment, that's your right as an American citizen.
Right.
Okay? And it's also your right to do something about it.
Like what?
So why don't you?
What do you mean? Like have a radio show?
Have a radio show, file a lawsuit, do whatever it is.
We're certainly willing to do things about it.
And lawsuits really don't work.
We are doing things about it, but what disappoints us, and I want to hold you over, if you've got the time, Rich, hang on, I want to bring you back. 800-259-9231, what disappoints us is that the people that claim to be protecting and serving appear to be protecting and serving the state and not citizens. Free Talk Live.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it's possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasermedinc.com. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves. Toll-free, 800-259-9231. The Packet 8 toll-free lines. That's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where we do have archives. An entire year's worth of the show right there on the front page of the website. Easy downloading. No logging in. There's no membership fee. None of that stuff. You just go and get them for free at freetalklive.com. And to those law enforcement officers that are not listening live tonight, I would post a link to the archives when I put them up later on, but I've been banned from your forum. And I really, you know, I think that was a little bit of an overreaction, considering I actually posted a message saying that I absolutely intend on staying within their terms of service. And it just felt to me like they just didn't want to have that conversation going on. And the conversation I'm talking about is a simple question of, do you or do you not, are you or are you not a member of law enforcement against prohibition? That's all I was asking about, and people just blew up all over me for it. And I can understand why. They were just attacked earlier in the day. They're probably attacked often by people that probably come on and post, you know, F the police threads, and I'm sure they get all kinds of crap like that.
But if they knew that you were if they believed you to be the supposed ringleader, it would seem to me that they would give you a little deference, like they would ask you some more questions and that kind of thing.
I don't know. We're going back to the phones, back to Rich in Oklahoma. He's very kindly hung over through the break. Rich, you're back on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Now, what I was touching on a moment ago was the concern that we have with law enforcement today. I want to like the police. I really do. And I would like the police a whole lot more if they weren't going around arresting 1.5 million Americans every year for mostly drug possession and just essentially putting people's ruining people's lives. When people get these drug charges, I mean, they can't get jobs. Their lives are essentially just screwed over because they had a personal problem. They had an issue, you know, they have an addiction or whatever. And it just doesn't seem to me to be a law enforcement issue at all. And it's also in contradiction, of course, as Mark pointed out, with the Fourth Amendment, the right to privacy and to be safe from unreasonable search and seizure and all of that. And it just seems to me that if you guys would focus on really just enforcing the law when it comes to crimes where people are getting harmed, stolen from, or victimized in some way, rape, murder, theft, that sort of thing, I think most people would be behind you, except for the rapists, murderers, and thieves.
Okay. So, basically, what I'm understanding, okay, what I'm hearing you tell me, is that you want to like us, but you can't, because we're doing our job, which is to enforce the laws that you, as a responsible American and as a voter, helped make into a law.
I didn't actually make these laws. I had nothing whatsoever to do with them. And by the way, point of information on just some of the people on your forum. I know a lot of them are listening right now, claiming that libertarians are liberals, which of course is absolutely not the case at all. You will not find anybody who is more in support of gun rights, for instance, mm-hmm. than a libertarian. And so I just want
to
make a point of clarification.
I'm not here to debate politics.
I'm just making a point of clarification. We are not liberals, and we were not behind creating these laws. And you know as well as we do that it's very difficult to get bad laws repealed. It's not an easy process. And so in the meantime, it would be nice if the police could make a judgment call on the laws that they're sort of, it feels like, they're sort of blindly enforcing.
And I'd like to make a point on, like, the American people have spoken. In most cases, when you have local elections, a lot of laws are set up by local. I assume you work for a local organization, right?
I work for a municipality, yes.
Do you have any idea what the amount of voters that turn out for local elections are?
We just had countywide elections.
Percentage-wise?
Percentage-wise?
Yeah, just a poke at it.
I couldn't tell you percentage-wise, but I can say that there were, at least in the election for sheriff back on November 7th, there were about 1,700 votes cast in my county.
I can't tell you. I don't know how big your county is, but I can tell you in my experience with local elections is it's usually about 5 to 10% of the people come out. And then, 51% of those people is somewhere between 2.5% and 5% of the people that are, registered to vote.
Registered to vote, if you have the legal right to vote, this is my opinion, if you have the legal right to vote, okay, i.e. you're not a convicted felon.
And why should they not be able to vote on their on who rules them? They have to pay taxes, right?
It's not my place to say.
Okay.
Okay? I'm saying if you have the legal right to vote and you don't do so, you're not doing your duty.
Okay.
Okay? That's my belief.
But they don't. And now I do vote in local elections because I care about what goes on in my community, but at the same time my voice is very small. But the point that you're making is basically 2.5 to 5% of the people elect the officials that then make these laws. So it's by no means a majority opinion.
And besides, it wouldn't matter anyways. But it wouldn't matter anyway if it was a majority. Even if 100% of the people came out and voted, then it would still be, 51% would be responsible for electing whoever, and then they go ahead and make these laws. And a lot of these laws are very, very, in my opinion, outrageous. I'm sure you enforce laws that you don't agree with, right?
Sometimes I have to, yes.
Right, and how do you feel when you do that? I mean, does that really tear you up inside? Don't you wish sometimes that maybe you could be out there really protecting people? I mean, to protect and serve,
you know what? Right there, I have to take umbrage to that, okay? And I'll tell you this. The county I live in the state of Oklahoma is one of the largest meth counties in the country.
Oh, yeah, we've read that. That's
okay?
It's big in Oklahoma.
We have an enormous amount of methamphetamine coming up from Mexico and out of Texas to points north.
Sure.
Okay? Regardless of my personal feelings about pot or any other drug, okay, meth is the devil.
Okay.
Okay? And I see more people destroyed by meth alone than any other substance on the planet. So if I pull somebody over for speeding in my town, okay, and the hairs on the back of my neck stand up, and I end up with a meth seizure, and I take some douchebag off the street who's going to kill people with that stuff, you know what? I feel real good about myself.
I totally understand your emotions. I know it's a very destructive, a very dangerous drug.
If I go into a house where the kids haven't had food, okay, where they don't have clothes on their backs, where they're not clean, where they don't have proper dental care, because their mother and or father is too busy spending their welfare money on drugs.
Let's be fair, though. Let's be fair. This is also something that affects, you know, alcoholics as well. I mean, alcoholics, same deal.
I feel the same way about alcohol.
Right, but we shouldn't be making alcohol illegal. Prohibition didn't work the first time, and it didn't work the second time. Now, you said you weren't calling to get into prohibition, so let's not. And, in fact, Rich, I appreciate your call, but I think we've got some other people from your forum actually calling in now, and I want to make sure we can get to them. So thank you, sir. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231.
I'd say he comported himself very well.
We could have spent another half an hour with him, but we've got other calls rolling.
You know, he's good enough that we could.
Let's go to Steve, Steve in Iowa. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Yeah, hi. Actually, it's Danny, and I'm from Council Bluffs, Iowa.
Well, I don't know how they got you to Steve, but
hi
Danny. What's on your mind?
Well, yeah, I was just wondering why people are going to law enforcement forums and just ridiculing the police.
Well, I don't know. I don't know what's in their mind, but certainly not everyone is going and ridiculing the police. Some people were going to have a real stand-up conversation and then were ridiculed by the police. Would you think that happened?
Well, as a civilian, I found nothing but good people there. But my question is, where I live at, the police here are law-abiding, along with the citizens.
Is it bad for someone to not be law-abiding?
Well, yeah.
Well, what if the laws are bad? What if I don't feel like obeying a law that it, in my opinion, infringes an unjust law? Not necessarily bad. Let me use the term unjust.
Okay.
Like, for instance, I don't think that pot should be illegal. And some guy somewhere, maybe a group of guys, has decided that it should be. Why am I obligated to follow their rules, other than there's a bunch of guys with guns out there that will do what they said?
Well, it's kind of like, you know, when you're a child and you're growing up and your parents set laws down in the house.
Mm-hmm.
You have to abide by them.
No, it's not like that.
I own my house,
right.
I'm an adult now.
Well, I understand where you're coming from,
mm-hmm.
but, I mean, when someone lays the law down or puts it in law or whatever, it's the officer's duty to follow that law.
I understand that.
It's their duty, but they don't always do it. For instance, that's why they've got, you know, warning tickets and things like that. I mean, officers really do have an option.
They can let you slide, sure.
Yeah, officers let people slide on pot all the time, and I'm glad they do, because I think it's a bad thing to throw somebody in jail for a joint.
Yeah. Well, that's never happened here. I know if you do drugs...
Maybe you weren't thrown in jail, but there's certainly a 700,000-plus people that were arrested every single year in America in recent times for simple marijuana possession. And whether or not they actually made it into the jail isn't the issue. The issue is these are people who are normally productive members of society who happen to get caught up in a bad law. So the ultimate question is, and thank you for the call, Steve, we are... Darn it, Danny. It was Danny. We appreciate it. We're coming back with more, including the admin of the website. Come on up.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site. Amazon.freetalklive.com. That's Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.